I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the back end of the 9 o'clock hour on a Thursday. That means we go to the hotline. We recommend that you download the free Action Network app, especially with all the football going on now. We get Big Ten football back into our lives this coming weekend. That'll be fun. Joining us to talk about all that is our good friend Darren Revelle of the Action Network. Darren, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good to have you on the show, as always.
Why are you laughing?
Because I love it. Thank you. That's just a nice, that feels like a real conversation. It wasn't, it wasn't like, I'm doing well, and let me tell you what I'm really excited about. It felt, thank you.
Yeah.
You know what that is? You think that it's me, like, being, like, puffery? It's not puffery. It's that, you know, it's one of the 2 days of the week my kids are at school. So it's just a real overjoyed, I would say overjoyed. And it seems like it's fake, but it's completely real. Like, doing well? Like, you know?
Yeah. Doing well, and there's nobody here to hear me say that, and it's really
That's
nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Feels really good. Hey, Darren, you know the determination that I made this week is that we need a coach fired each week in the NFL if we want to keep making money, because the stat you brought up after Bill O'Brien got fired of the the improvement both straight up and against the spread of these teams when they fire their coaches, it's now 2-0. Straight up and against the spread because of what the Falcons did. So my determination is we need a coach fired every week so we can keep making money.
All right. So who's next, Gaze? I mean, you know, like what do we got?
I don't know. Who is the?
I don't know. Yes. Listen. I'm a humongous unders guy, and a lot of people make fun of me. You know, only you would root for the under. But the truth is, there's great value. And last week I was 6-for-7, and I loved it. And now I'm kind of wondering if we're, you know, there were so many total 50s, I think, you know, and I was sitting back and just making money last week. And I just now that's my bet. I don't know what I'm going to do now because it's it seems to be, and betting Big Ten football is like, I don't even know. I mean, it's just one big guess. You know, it's one big guess. You have programs like Wisconsin, who I think have now kind of gotten into the A level from B+. So essentially, even without their quarterback, you know, you think that they could, you know, put up points and be a team that is consistent. I mean, they're not Ohio State, but, you know, it's so wacko just betting, you know, against these teams that are coming out and you don't really know anything about them, and with the guys that have opted out and everything.
Yeah.
And Northwestern has a double-digit favorite against anyone, brings back the nightmares of when we were like the biggest favorite ever against Rutgers, and I brought my family to the game since it was like 20 minutes away. And, you know, this is the first time in my, since Rutgers had joined the Big Ten, first time in my 25 years of rooting for Northwestern that I drove to a game. And, Penn State. I drove to Penn State. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, it's like nothing's really drivable. Anyway, it was so pleasant to get to the game. And, you know, I had a strategy because I knew we weren't going to win by 20, of course. So I had, like, I bought tickets in the suites I bought tickets downstairs. I got us field access. I got it so that we could keep moving around and eating while Dad bites his nails off. And of course, we were losing. And you know, it was such a painful experience that anytime I see us as a double digit favorite over anyone, I get scared. So Maryland, I'm excited to watch some games, yeah. But still, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Darren, you used the word wacko a couple times there, and I think that's appropriate in so many respects right now, including something that Sean and I just casually stumbled upon as we were looking at the standings this morning. There are 10 teams in the NFL right now that have one or fewer wins going into Week 7, which feels like it's got to be some kind of a record, and strangely also makes me feel okay, maybe more okay than I should about the Texans, because usually if you're 1-5 at this point in the season, you're truly one of the dregs in the league. All I know now is that the Texans have had a really tough schedule, and yet all I also know is that they're in the bottom third of the league.
Right, right. It's like, you know, let's go, you know, like all of a sudden it's like, you know, Giants and Eagles vying for first within striking distance of the NFC East, the crap that they've been. It is unreal. It is. You're right. It's got to be a record. So I'm going to have to look that up. And if it is a record, I will I'll send it to you and you'll have the right to tweet it out.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to do one of those things where you notice something in the box score and act like you just, you know, wrote an original Shakespeare or something. No, you just go ahead and,
you know,
go ahead and
do
whatever.
You know, I do that though. I like that. That brings out the trolls. You know, this week when I announced that I essentially invented the mute button for the second in-person debate, you know, Twitter was all up in arms because I retweeted myself, which, you know, you're not allowed to do. But, yeah.
That's funny. Darren Revelle joining us from the Action Network. Hey, Darren, I'm curious. There's a lot of places people can go play sports bets now. It used to be just Nevada to do it in person, and that was it. But the proximity of Nevada to L.A. has always been something interesting, because you get a lot of the L.A. people making that little junket to go place their sports wagers. And L.A. is in a really good spot right now sports-wise. They just had the Lakers win the NBA championship. They've got the Dodgers in the World Series. The Rams are one of the, you know, the better teams in the NFL. Is Vegas in a rough spot right now, maybe? Are they a little lopsided on some of these, you know, upper tier futures bets or World Series bets and things like that because of their proximity to Las Vegas?
Yeah, so I noticed this because when I'm talking to bookmakers, you know, the guys at William Hill and BetMGM had a lot more lopsided liability. You know, the guys at William Hill said that it was a disaster. The Dodgers getting to the World Series, actually getting the World Series, would cost them more than them winning. And, aside from the Rockies, because BetMGM had gone into Colorado, the Dodgers were their number one liability. So, you know, it's interesting because as these sports books go into more and more places, they are, you know, less susceptible. But when you think about William Hill having 110 sports books in Nevada and it being a stone's throw from LA or an easy trip, yeah, it absolutely does matter. There were points last year when DraftKings and FanDuel were getting most of their business from New Jersey and Pennsylvania, where like every Eagles game, if the Eagles covered and won, was a disaster. So, you know, I think it's going to get spread out as obviously these sports books move across the country. But I do think that, you know, certainly these guys in Nevada are suffering from the two LA teams. Yeah. And by the way, it would have been even more disastrous, the guys that stayed open during free agency, if the Clippers had won.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's no doubt.
Darren, there's this trend now. I don't know if you call it a trend, but it seems like more and more there are at least some notable players who are negotiating their own contracts. And the NFLPA reduced the commission that agents could take from players a few years ago. And I always wondered, okay, just how marginalized are agents going to become in the lives of athletes? And then I look on your Twitter and I see this story about Tom Brady partnering with the sports agency IMG to grow his wellness brand TB12. And is this where sports agents have started to move in and realizing, like, okay, we might not get as much on negotiating the actual contracts, but when it comes to just building the entire brand of an athlete, we can make these guys way more money than they ever did 10 or 20 years ago?
Well, certainly the difference is that the guys have thought about their brands and have built their brands without agencies. And so, you know, it's pretty much the only thing that they can do. It's going to be interesting with Tom because, you know, he has two prongs. He has the TB12 gyms, which, you know, the gym business is completely destroyed now. And then he has, you know, the supplements and people are making that for him. And, you know, who knows? I did taste his nuts, which were pretty good.
I bet they were. I bet they were the perfect pH and the perfect, like, salt content and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't deflated. They were good. So
yeah,
yeah. You and every Patriots fan. Taryn Revelle joining us for his weekly visit.
By the way, you guys have no rights to cut that up and take that out of context. And here comes Taryn Revelle. I did taste his nuts.
I also did see aside from Tom Brady's nuts. I did notice your other tweet about the fitness industry and how much it has been affected. Peloton is like sextupled its value in the last 6 months, where Anytime Fitness or some of these other fitness brands have fallen quite a bit.
Planet Fitness was worth $6 billion in February, and so was Peloton, and now Peloton's, you know, yeah, just destroyed.
Was 36
that,
billion? Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's
they got my money. I'm psyched about it. I couldn't have been happy. I dragged my feet forever on that Peloton. Now I've ridden every day straight for 60 days. I love that thing.
Get out of here.
Yep. Well, let me tell you, I don't want to lie if it's 60 days straight. It's almost right. 60 days straight. It's been 2 months. Yeah.
Well, they know. They know, but still.
Yeah, that's true. I know. I'm trying to get my little medallions.
I shouldn't laugh. I don't think I worked out in 100 days, so.
We're both on streaks.
Yeah, there you go.
Do I get a medallion for that? 30th straight day in the pantry for more than 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Yes, it comes in the form of plaque on your arteries.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say a chocolate medallion, like a gigantic piece of chocolate, like an Easter bunny. Darren Revelle joining us for his weekly visit here from the Action Network. All right, so, Darren, what is the fade Revelle this week?
We're still developing, but okay. I believe it's going to be the Rams. I think I'm betting against the Rams.
Okay.
And if the Rams cover, I believe I have to carry a or I have to pull a Dodge Ram for as many total yards as the Bears had in the game. So it's going to be like around like 300, 400 yards.
Pull a truck?
Yes.
You haven't worked out in 100 days, you just said, and now you're going to be pulling a truck?
I don't know. I hope it's down a hill.
Okay, there you go. Then it might run you over.
Maybe I'll get smushed. They tell me it's easier than it sounds.
Okay.
But I don't know.
It better
be. And the guy who sets up my fade Revelle's drove the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile for 2 years.
Maybe
he knows those types of, you know, road type things. I can't change a tire. I don't know anything about anything. I'm just a stunt man. That's all I am.
Rams favored by 6 in that game. That's the looks like that is the Monday night game. So we'll have to wait and see till Monday. If you cover, you were 6-7 last week. So you got any hot picks for a young enterprising young man like myself?
My only pick in right now is not NFL. I like Tennessee. Well, I got it at 21.5, so I got the hook beyond the 3 touchdowns.
Okay.
I just think I don't think Tennessee's as bad as they were last week, and I don't think Alabama got up for Georgia. So that's where I'm at right now. On NFL, I haven't really looked.
Okay. We'll keep an eye on at Darren Revelle on Twitter throughout the weekend. That's all.
Or follow me on the Action Network. We're building that following too, so it goes right to your phone as soon as I pick. As soon as I pick something, it goes right to your phone.
Good deal. Push notifications are a beautiful thing. Download that free Action Network app. It is awesome. I use it every weekend myself. Darren, we always appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Got it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Darren. Darren Revelle. Good stuff from Darren Revelle. Pulling an actual truck.
Concerned about him that he hasn't exercised in 60 days or
that
so.
That surprises me a little bit, to be honest with you. You know, like
some of the effects of the pandemic that are starting to show up in terms of people's mental health and physical well-being and everything, like above and beyond just the COVID issues, are kind of startling.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.